Where is it here? It's somewhere here.
And Heather, I have your items as well.
Okay, the planning board adjustments. That was first. If you're referring to raising the rate for the planning board assistant, I had a long talk with Tracy today, and there are other people who do that for roughly what, you know, we raised the rate to 15 last night. These are not extraordinary things we're asking the planning board assistant to do. So I don't think we want to, and it would be unfair to other people who do similar things at that rate of $15 an hour.
From what I was told, the work that she's doing and the time that she's putting in, wasn't it like a flat rate for?
Yeah, but we changed that.
Okay.
And she rebuilt everything at the hourly rate at 15, and we waited till we raised it last night so that it could be, you know, for the future and everything she'd done.
And that's going to cover like back pay or whatever.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah, what I did is I looked at what her hourly averages were. It was anywhere between 12 and 20 hours a month. So I projected out 20 hours a month at $15 an hour, and we upped the planning board budget by that amount.
Right.
I didn't increase any of the other board and committee clerks' budgets at this time because we don't really have their hours, so there's really nothing to go on. So Tracy and I will just both be monitoring, you know, how the bills are going to come in now that they're going to be based on an hourly rate, and if we need to modify those budgets before the end of the year because they're working more than 4 hours on any given meeting, then we can do that.
Right.
Okay.
And I think, Heather, you're trying to get everybody on an hourly rate now instead of any of these flat fees, correct?
Correct.
Okay. One of the concerns
is going back to the issue of minimum wage. And, you know, if we're paying somebody $60 an hour and they end up working, you know, 7 hours on a meeting, then
exactly,
we're not actually even paying a minimum wage. So we want to be hourly to avoid any concerns with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kamala was referring to, we got an email from the planning board chair, you know, asking to raise the rate because Rebecca Bohr was doing extra duties for the planning board. And while that's true and she should bill it hourly, it doesn't necessarily call for a significant raise to her hourly rate.
I would agree with that at the moment, at least.
Yeah. I think she won't be upset with that. I'll talk to her. I mean, they were, you know, the people who recommended it really don't understand, you know, what people get paid around here. So maybe they just thought it sounded right, but it might be right if we were in Manhattan, perhaps. But, it's just not fair to the people who are doing it and have been doing it at the regular rate of 15.
Or $60 meeting, which might be
exactly,
yeah,
right,
which is not fair as well.
So should we just leave it at that?
Yeah, I mean that works for me as long as that's settled.
Okay.
I agree.
The next thing you have down is senior center full time position.
Yes. So we had a budgeted for a part time senior center clerk typist position. Which was about $22,000, I think. That position, you know, a civil service title. We interviewed two people on the list. No one really wanted to take it on, since, you know, it's only part time and so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the senior center does not have a presence besides the commissioner. Is only a stipend
right,
position and can do so much. So I'm looking to kind of raise the position to full-time so that we can have someone there to handle vouchers and to be a presence at the senior center.
So this part-time job was budgeted at 22. Wasn't there some other money available that could go towards this position? Or was this the sum of whatever we were looking for when we... Heather, do you have that handy, the budget for...
I'm trying to open it now.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bear with me, it's going to take me a minute. But...
Mm-hmm. While you're doing that, I know that Robin would like to get a director, but I think that's going to have to wait for the budget season, if it happens at all.
Yeah, well,
yeah. I mean, yeah. They don't want to add, you know, that right now anyway.
Well, it would have to be, you know, separate.
Right.
Although you are voting on a law that does create that position in the charter. So.
Right. But that's going to take a while, so.
Almost there, gentlemen.
No worries.
Okay, so here's what they now have a total of $27,410 in their personal services line, but that included $7,400 and change that was moved into the senior center and out of the youth department under the assumption that the clerk was going to be working one day for the senior center,
mm-hmm.
You know, 8 hours a week. My understanding is that has not happened, so we'll probably need to readjust that back into the youth department. They had a cleaner in, and that was removed as well. And they had a part-time clerk, and then they had a liaison. That was their request. So net-net, it ended up being 27,410, of which 7,410 was for the shared account clerk. So really, it's closer to 20.
Okay. So what would it cost to have a, at least for the rest of the year, to have a full-time person?
Hold on. Let me just pull up the contract. If he barks, he has to be on camera. Okay. Just a couple more minutes. I want to pull up what, if anything, they've spent year to date. Okay. So the rate for an account clerk is for 2021, an account clerk makes $42,307. But there's a step increase, so that amount gets reduced by 15%. So that's going to be, hold on. $42,307 × 0.85. So that brings it down to $35,960.95. And we're approximately halfway through the year. I have to figure out exactly how many payrolls and carryovers in the last year of the month is to get an exact number, which I will do. But for now, I'll give you a basic assumption. So if you take that, divide it by 2. That's a little under 18,000. They've spent about 3,000 to date. So, I mean, we're very close to being able to cover it with the money that's currently in the account.
Great.
For the rest of 2021.
So let's put out the notice for a full-time person.
Yep.
And then we'll...
I agree.
Great. Two problems solved.
Okay. And I will, as I said, I will do a more accurate estimate to make sure that there isn't a budget amendment needed. And if there is, I will write it up. It won't be for very much money, if any at all.
Right. And then we'll deal with the full-time issue in the budget season.
Yep.
Okay, the next thing you write down, Mr. Mayor, is police raises and uniform allowance. Now, as I asked Heather the other day, and you know, we did put this in a contingency because they accepted. I forget what the agreement was, Mr. Mayor.
The agreement was that they would basically put their raises on hold. And we would negotiate around this time, basically, if the city was in better financial status, we would reinstate the raises and uniform allowance. If we were not in better financial status, then they would forego the raises and uniform.
Well, we're trying to keep things under control. We're much better off than we thought. I assume, Heather, we haven't gotten our first tranche in yet of CARES money or whatever it's called these days. Have we?
Nope, we have not. But we just got some paperwork to start to file the application.
Well, you know, only because of the conversation we had last night about the other issue involving police salaries. I don't know if that's worth bringing into this conversation, Mr. Mayor and Heather. I don't know. How do you guys feel?
I think it's challenging to do that because that's a separate issue and probably shouldn't be conflated with this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I guess
I hear you.
I guess my position is CSEA got their raises.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it, and since, you know, obviously we did come out far better than we had been initially thinking.
Yep.
I'm not opposed to reinstating the raises personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Then let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, they did it in good faith.
Yep. No, I agree. And we did put it in the contingency. So,
yeah.
We were hoping that it would turn out better.
And, Doreen has already reached out to me, and I'm going to help her to make sure that all of the I assume these raises are retroactive as well, correct?
Correct.
So we're just going to, I'm going to work with her just to make sure that we get all the calculations correct. So she's already reached out to me to ask for that assistance, and I'm happy to do it, obviously.
Okay. So we'll need, well, this is the BEA approval, and we'll need a resolution, or do we?
You will need a resolution because the money has to be, you can't spend out of contingency. It has to be moved out of contingency into the expense line.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will take care of that resolution.
Thank you.
And I'll take care of the senior center one if it's required.
Okay. What else do we have? Now, Heather added a cleaner for City Hall Senior Center.
Which is a huge need. Especially now that we're open back to the public, you know, that's something that was brought up in the monthly meetings.
So who,
you know, part-time person can't cover both.
So this would also be turning a part-timer into a full-timer, or?
Well, I'm not sure. This we'd be figuring that out right now.
It probably could just be two different part-time people, one for the senior center and one for City Hall. The guy for City Hall also does some other buildings, if I recall correctly. I think he does code enforcement and some section of the police building as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, you know, multiple people have been complaining about the uncleanliness of City Hall for months. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's getting into starting to be a, you know, quality of life / health issue. And I think it's probably less expensive to get another part-time cleaner than it is to, you know, potentially have to, you know, deal with a grievance.
Okay. Is that I assume that's a civil service thing or not? Job?
I don't think so, because I think I would have to check with Rob Perry, because he would be the one doing the hiring.
Okay.
But I think he just hires people. But I think
they have to fill out a civil service application, but I'm not sure if it's like a competitive.
Right, and protected.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So, yes.
Are we looking at two part-time cleaners or just bringing on a part-time cleaner?
Well, he's already got budget for a part-time cleaner. I believe that person left. I don't know if he's replaced them yet. So it would be adding another one.
Another position. Okay, so just one new position and replacing another.
Right. Filling the other one, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And what are we looking at as far as money-wise?
I want to say 20, but give me a second and let me open up the DPW budget. Close this because it's bandwidth hog. Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go. Building. Okay, so the amount he had for the cleaner in his 2021 budget was $15,990.
So, will we need a budget amendment, or will it cover it?
Yeah. No, we will need a budget amendment.
No, we need an amendment.
Okay. Okay.
Are we all in favor of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I am.
I agree.
And let's see. Oh, and Heather, the last big, I don't know if it's the last, but another one you mentioned is, of course, an HR person. So, Heather.
And I read that only because, Tom, you had said we don't necessarily have to wait till the end of the year for that. So I wanted to just make sure it was on the list. I will tell you, some organizations have reached out to me that do some of this work sort of as an outsource basis. So that may be an alternative worth considering. But,
well, I gotta say, I mean, and Kamal knows this, I think, as well. Our labor attorney has really pushed hard for us to get a full-time person.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and I think we've seen the need for it in this past year, especially, and we probably paid out as much in legal bills as
that was my next
for the
exactly that was staff. My next point.
Yeah.
So I guess the issue is more of timing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to wait?
And what direction would we go, I think, is the first issue. You know, I reached out to civil service about this a month or two ago, and they sent me a list of possible positions that kind of match what we need if we were looking to hire someone who would basically work, you know, within the city. Mm-hmm. The other option would be to hire a firm, which would be like a different process.
Mm. So does civil service have an HR designated position?
Yes, there's a whole listing, and I can send this to both of you, of positions. I think there was two that closely kind of aligned with exactly what we need.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that. And then,
just as a reminder, if there is a civil service job position that is close but not 100%, we do have the ability to edit it specifically for Hudson. It still has to go back to the Civil Service Commission,
right,
and they have to vote to accept it, and then obviously the council would as well. But we do have, like, when I got the bookkeeper one, I had to add certain components into it because people in my office do different things than somebody at the county.
Yeah.
And so we did that, and it was not a problem. But so we have that flexibility.
Does that come with a recommended starting salary, those positions?
Didn't.
It doesn't. We determine that.
But it's going to be a hefty price.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody in HR who in the city, and they thought for a person doing this, I describe what we're kind of looking for, probably in the 50,000 range. Does that sound too little?
My opinion would be a bit more than that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's so much to know and so much specificity. I mean, it's hard enough to know, like, basic employment law, you know, in the private sector, but you've got to understand civil service law, and you have to understand, you know, labor law, and you have to understand all the stuff we've been dealing with Elena DeFay over, you know, over minimum wages versus 1091. That takes, you know, a pretty smart person, pretty well-rounded.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tend to imagine it's going to be more than that. I would guess it'd be somewhere between 75 and 100, personally, but...
Yeah, that's where I was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I can send you guys what was sent to me by civil service, and then we can revisit that. Yep. You know, Heather, you want to send us a kind of outline of the other options that firms that approach you.
Yeah.
We can kind of put it all on the table to see.
Yeah, because it seems, well, it'd be nice to have a full-time person handy. A outsized outsourcing it might be able to deal with the complexity of all the different issues.
Yeah.
You know, since it wouldn't be just one person expected to know all of that.
Since we've right, that's a really good point. They'd have different people that specialize in, like, yeah. one in civil service, potentially, one, yeah. like labor law. Yeah.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Did Kamal, did the county, when they talked about a hiring firm, did they give you any ideas or names or info?
Well, no, Tom spoke to them. I didn't speak to the county. That was Tom was handling that.
Oh, yeah. No, they did. They gave me nothing, really.
Okay.
They were only offering to do some very minimal kind of things and that we would pay them, the county HR. So, yeah, that ended up being nothing.
Yeah.
I wonder.
So if you could forward.
I wonder if it's kind of a crazy idea potentially, but I wonder if a third option would be. If I don't think their HR department is very big at the county. It may only be one person. I'm not even sure. But I wonder if sort of the same way that if a bigger team would have more skill sets, if somehow we could help to supplement the hiring of another person, which would give them more bandwidth, which would allow them to take on more of the city HR components. The nice thing about the county is they know the county and their government, so and they know civil service. So I don't know if that is an idea worth pursuing or not, but...
It might be, but the biggest obstacle in the county has not been their HR department. I had a very nice conversation with them. It's their attorney doesn't seem to want to spread whatever is involved. They're worried about the county having liability for city things, and I don't know. They were throwing up legal obstacles. Okay. But I mean, we could reach out to them again. But Heather, could you forward some of those companies that have approached you so we can... look at that too.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find. It's been a bit of time, so I think basically we'll have to start researching them, and yeah. I can certainly start doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the best case scenario.
Great.
And then at least we'll have quotes from those companies. Yeah. We'll know where. In the ballpark of where we need to be.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to do an RFP, presumably, but first we'll have to develop the description of what we're looking for. So how do we want to go about doing that?
Well, even though it's going to cost us money, I think we should have Elena in on that conversation.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree as well. And I can send over, what civil service has for responsibilities.
Great.
And everything too, and that'll kind of give us a guideline to at least start out with.
Yeah, that'll be a great start. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So do we want the entire BEA plus Elena working on this? Is that how we want to do this?
I think that works.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire BEA, that's just the three of us.
Yep, okay. I think that makes sense.
Anything else?
Not for me.
Anything?
Heather?
I think that's it for me. Nope, I'm good.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.